USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump left Walter Reed Medical Center just after 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Sean Conley saying the president has met all the standards for discharge, but is not entirely out of the woods yet.
24/7 world-class medical care surrounding him down there. We're not going to miss anything that we would have caught up here.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending his day campaigning in Miami, Florida. The vice president urging President Trump to listen to top scientists.
Listen to the scientists. Support masks. Support a mask mandate nationwide.
The former vice president also taking part in a town hall on Monday in Miami. He also offered his prayers for the families of the more than 200,000 Americans who have died because of the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A senator from a battleground state making a big announcement. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Nowacki.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he'll be leaving public office in 2 years.
I will not be running for re-election in 2022, and I will not be running for governor. I will serve out the remainder of my term, and after that, my plan is to go back to the private sector.
Toomey made the announcement Monday, saying that he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, but that he is still focused at the work to be done in the rest of his term. The two-term Republican senator was also considering a run for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022.
Tropical storm Delta is expected to grow stronger and become a Category 3 hurricane by Wednesday. It just formed on Monday and will be near the Louisiana coast sometime this weekend. Everyone in the area was told to prepare for a dangerous storm surge and rainfall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Friday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden went to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and delivered a campaign speech. Now, everyone was socially distanced, and the former vice president did wear a mask. But technically, according to the CDC, since he was in the room with President Trump, he was supposed to be quarantined for 14 days. Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer was asked on CNN's State of the Union if she was concerned about the vice president being in her state.
I didn't, because, you know, we know that Joe Biden's been taking this virus seriously. He's been following the science. The Trump administration, on the other hand, has been misleading America, has been ridiculing mask wearing, has downright undermined the efforts that governors like me and your earlier guest, Governor DeWine, have been trying to get people to mask up. This virus doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care what side of the aisle you're on. It doesn't care what side of the state line you're on. It is still very present. Joe Biden has been following the science and modeling the kind of behavior that we should all be emulating because our lives are on the line.
And as far as Michigan's Supreme Court striking down the governor's coronavirus executive orders, she has one solution. Vote them out of office.
Michiganders have an opportunity to weigh in on our Supreme Court on this November 3rd ballot. I'm hoping they elect McCormick and Welch because we've got to have justices who do the right thing and follow the rule of law.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.